Melanie Houston is the director of Ohio Environmental Council, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, Debbie. It's wonderful to be here.
And what will you be telling the EPA about methane pollution here in Ohio?
We want to tell the EPA that we support the standard to cut methane emissions and actually co-pollutants, volatile organic compounds that come out with the methane. We think that there is a great public health benefit to be had for Ohioans. This is a step toward addressing climate change and those impacts that we'll see here in the state of Ohio. As well, there's an economic benefit in terms of capturing what would be a wasted resource of natural gas to heat our homes, and of course jobs that come from detecting and repairing these leaks, these leaky systems from the oil and gas industry.
Mm-hmm. So how bad right now is the methane pollution in the state?
Sure. I'm glad you asked that question. So we know in Ohio, the estimate is approximately 7,500 metric tons of methane. We also imagine that that is likely a vast understatement, since just 4 out of 5 wells drilled in Ohio are actually not required to report emissions to the EPA. So that's an EPA estimate, that 7,500 metric tons.
Has fracking made this methane pollution worse, and how so?
Yes, definitely. Well, you know, what we're seeing here in Ohio in terms of development is largely fracking development. So a ramp up of this industry in the last 4 years, really since the end of 2011, were over 2,000 wells permitted, I believe north of 1,700 or 1,800 wells that have been drilled. And so we're seeing not only methane and air pollutants coming from the well pads themselves, but there's also a tremendous amount of infrastructure in terms of pipelines and storage tanks, compressor stations. So the infrastructure that goes along with these new and larger well pads is a great source of emissions.
So how will this climate action plan help?
This is the first ever federal rule to address methane specifically. So back in 2012, the US EPA put forward some standards that dealt with volatile organic compounds and something that was called green completions. So that had to do, again, with keeping some of these smog-producing elements, making the industry capture those. That rule in 2012 did not address methane. And so the rule or the standard here that we're seeing today actually is an extension of what began in 2012. And methane, we also know, is more potent than carbon dioxide. In the first 20 years of its release into the environment, it's actually 80 times as potent.
The oil and gas companies would say that, you know, they're doing their operations in a very safe way. They're following all of the rules and regulations, you know, that are currently in place. And they're also bringing thousands of jobs and helping the economy.
Sure. I think it's important to note that this standard is not in any way opposing or putting it in places is not going to slow down the development of this industry. This is about holding the industry accountable to the air pollution, the methane, again, and toxic air pollutants, volatile organic compounds that this industry releases into the air, keeping Ohioans protected. And that's a responsibility that this industry has to the citizens of Ohio.
I've been talking with Melanie Houston, Director of Water Policy and Environmental Health at the Ohio Environmental Council. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Debbie. My pleasure.